Chazal tell us there's two midas. The mid of Rabbi Akiva says, Kol da Ovid Rachmona letav Ovid. There's another mid of Yosef Ish Gamzu. Yosef Ish Gamzu said, Gamzu letoivo. And it's two different midas in Chazal. Two different mahalchim and two different midas in Chazal. We have the midah, if kol David rachmona letav ovid, and we have the midah of gamzu letoivo. What is the difference between the two midas? So maybe we'll start from Yosef ish gamzu. Nochum ish gamzu. Nochum ish gamzu letoivo. Nochum is called Nochum Ish Gamzu. Why Nochum is called Nochum Ish Gamzu? Because we would say Gamzu Letoivo. That's a story. But he would say, Nochum would say Gamzu Letoivo. So we called him Nochum Ish Gamzu. Nice name? Nochum Ish Gamzu. And the Zogar that he came from a city that is called Gamzu. Maybe the city was called on his name, this Andazog. But Nochum Ish Gamzu, because he would say Gamzu Letoivo. Would ask a shaila. Nochum would say Gamzu Letoivo. So I would call him Nochum Ish Letoivo. Why Nochum Ish Gamzu? Gamzu could be Gamzu Lero. And Gamzu steht gar nicht. Nochum Ish Gamzu? Gamzu what? Gamzu Lero, Gamzu Letoivo. Why he gets a name, Nochum Ish Gamzu? The name had to be Nochum Ish Gamzu Letoivo. Nochum Ish Letoivo. Nochum Ish Gamzu is the last chance to give him, yeah? Other Nochum Ish Gamzu Letoivo. Nochum Ish Letoivo. Nochum Letoivo. But Nochum Ish Gamzu? Here was some Talmud Chochid. Nochum Ish Gamzu told us on a halach, how you come and avoid us Hashem. How you come in Avodas Hashem to a madrege of Gamzu Letoivo? Nochum took the marshal on himself. Eichetimtza. Eichetimtza. What was the Eichetimtza? He took on himself Eichetimtza. The marshal. He was walking once in the street and something bad happened to him. And then he saw that it's good. People, they say they're running away from the Germans. They're running away. And they're in a boat. And the boat was shaking a little bit. So they took everything that was inside the boat, the people, and they threw everything to the water. And they managed to get to Australia. And all the time they were upset. And I said they lost everything. You know, they took all the papers, all the chidush teir, all everything. All the passports, everything what they had, they took. And the mice in the middle of the way, because the wind was a storm, and they were scared that the boat would drown, they threw everything away. It was so sad. Later, I think 40 years later, when they started to open, you know, in Germany, the papers, the things, and they found that the pilots that had to blow the boats that were running away, you know, when Germany was closing in all different countries, so it's like a protocol that He sends a message. I see this boat. To bomb the boat or not? I don't know if it's our boat or it's against. You know, it's. And they don't know. And then they have these, you know, these boats that go under the water. I don't know. They call them. I forgot.
Submarine.
Yeah. So they say we have one in the area. They will give you an answer soon. And he finds some papers that were thrown from the boat that are written in Germany. And he gets a message. We know for sure Germany people in the boat. Just leave that boat going. So this is the pshat. So these people saw after 40 years, that Gamzu Letoivo. I had a ma'aseh today, very choshev Talmid Chochem. I'm sorry on it. I'll go back a second ago. Very choshev Talmid Chochem. He gave out his laptop. Ma'aseh choshev Talmid Chochem. They have laptops. Yeah, it's also a chiddush to me, but that's it. But he gave over his laptop to someone. And the person used it yesterday night, and now this time Chacham trying to use it, it's not working. The kids, he doesn't listen. It worked till when I gave it to you. You didn't ask for another one. You know, you chayav l'shalom. By me it worked. The moon was found by you. You used it, you broke it. The moon was not found by me. The moon was found by you. And the guy said, "Tamin chochem shabo." He started. I told him, it's nothing more to answer. Not only that, he says, I know why it broke. He hadn't told me yesterday. He was using it with a plug because the battery was not working. So the battery, you know, it was not full. So he was using the plug. He plugged it in. And he said himself that the plug was not going good. The plug was going on and off. I mean, that whole socket is a very schwache socket. And now, Poshim, everyone knows if you use it in a schwache socket. He himself said that in the end, he put it in a different socket. And then it worked. So you know, when you put it in a bad socket, so it's... Could burn it up, you know, if there's a problem there in electricity, and burn it up. There's no suffering about it. I can make a shvur that it's not that he's chayav. And these mamash are getting angry, you know, kedakas and machlekes, you know, chashuv people. But you know, you start to fight, little money, it doesn't make a difference. And he answers him, and he says, you know, you pesher close to pshia and safe. But you know, the whole shas was going on. More gemaras were coming out. That was a pashta yid there. That took over that computer. And he opened the plug. And one wire was not connected. So the battery was not working. Yes, they were using it. So one of the three was just out. So I told him, so now long as I'm shot, I told him. Yeah. So before, when he was using it in that plug, you know, the wire was going this way, so it was shaking the whole time. When he plugged it in the other one, then the wire was going the other way, so it was working. And now, when you got it, you shaked it a little bit more, and the wire went out. He says, yeah, I'm wrong. He said, no, I'm not coming to rub it into you that you're wrong. I think everyone knows that you're wrong here, yeah? I said, but to learn from now on, when something looks to you, you're asking to kill another person, you push out, you're a mazik. Aloha shteit, chetezi was mazik. So now you saw that, but it says, not shy. You saw that. But Al's not Shaykh, yeah? So could be something, the same thing would happen inside the computer. Was the wire loose? You will never know, yeah? So he will be Patu also. Learn from this. When it looks black and white, Yanim is Chayef. I gave it to him every day. This Chashmish I get every day, the Shaykh. I gave it to him and he gave it back. No one used it in between. He's for sure the mask, yeah? He for sure broke it. And Yanim says, when we used it, it was good. The guy said, but I'm. If Chashmish is not Mechayef, so I want to remember that story I told him. Because when next child has come over, I will feel more close when I'm passing the enemy's potu and not feel bad. The enemy, but when I gave it to him, it worked, and now it's not working. Mishnah is Allah. Nochum Mishgamzu told us a shita in the mood. A lot of times a person in life tries to do something, and it doesn't go. And Bishas Maisa, he thinks it's the worstest thing for him in his life. The worstest moment for him in his life. The worstest moment. Can't have a worse moment than that in his life. And years later, he sees that it's good for him. Everyone has such mercy. Zok nochu mishgamzu. Take that story, some story that you see close, and this is the way you work weiter. Gamzu letoivo. This bad thing. It's also the toivo. The vile, I don't know how. The vile, I'm not sure why. Aber gamzu le toivo. This also Kodesh Baruch Hu means for good. Gamzu le toivo. Not only this le toivo. Gamzu le toivo. If a person takes, and everyone has, I'll be masked. Chofetz Chaim says, every person says, if I would be the Ribbono Shel Olam, what I would do? What if I would be the Ribbono Shel Olam? What I would do? Some people say, if I would be the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I would give Yenem a little bit more seichel, yeah? I'll give Yenem a little bit more money. I'll give Yenem to have kids. I'll give Yenem a bit more Yerushalayim. I'll divide it a little bit different, you know? He will be a bit more Gishmak, he will be a bit less Balgaive. It's a lot of, you know, just redo the world a little bit in the right, better way. Zagdach, if it's Chaim, you know what, if I would be the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, but what I would do the first thing? I would leave it exactly the same. Because I believe he's doing the best job. I believe he's doing the best job. This is unser Hashkofe. Now, this is the base of the Hashkofe that a Bocher has to build on. The base. No vos. It's hard to live without Hashkofe. This was Nochem was Mechadish. You can't, but it looks so bad. It's hard. Yen was such a Talmid Chochem. And I was trying to argue with him, you start yelling at a person, don't yell. And this is the shprach this person only knows. And then one little wire, everything makes sense. Everything makes sense. Every person has a moment in life. My Rebbetzin tells me every time, not that now it's Beseder. When I got engaged, I never knew a word of English. I got engaged in a mistake. I didn't know. So I had a tzaddik even to stop the engagement. I couldn't speak the language. I didn't know a word of English. My wife didn't know a word of Hebrew. I was told that she knows, you know, so I didn't ask her. But when I got engaged, I realized that, you know, the shatran told her that I speak English. She told me that she speaks Hebrew. So, and I had a lot of akmas nefesh. Yeah. It's very hard to live with someone if you can't speak a language. Yeah, you're bach, you don't know what it means, but then you get engaged and you chat that you have to speak to someone. Yeah, and then zgeitach nish. Yeah, I didn't know what to do. A lot of akmas nefesh. Yeah. So, 10 years later, that I know a little bit English now. Yeah, so my husband told me. She wants to teach me a musa of Gamzu L'Toyva. Yeah? She also gave me this shmuz that I'm saying. She told me, remember one of your bad moments in your life was that you got engaged? That you can't speak a language. You didn't know what to do. You're stuck, you know. You can't. I was nefesh. Yeah? Rekodesh Boch wanted you to speak English to all the people who speak English today. So you thought that it's bad for you. Hashem wants you to learn English. So Hashem meant bad for you or good for you. She asked me, in your life now, was it a bad moment or was it a good moment? Now, boom, you realized it after 10 years. Could be you would never know it. Could be you would never realize it. Some things take 10 years to see. Some things it takes 20 years. Now, for sure, a person will ask. This we spoke a little bit a couple weeks ago, and I want to tie it in, because this is the Gibboit of the Hashkofe. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, he could just teach me English overnight, yeah? If Hashem doesn't want the people to bomb this boat, he just tell the Nazis not to see the boat. That's the Nishkin Kasha. That's what we said from the Chaim Shmulevitz 2 weeks ago, from the Parsha Shel Shavua. V'leinochem Elohim derech eretz plishtim ki korovu, ki omar Elohim peninochem ha'om b'roisu milchomo v'shovu mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want. So, I spoke one part, look at Chaim Shmulevitz. If Hashem doesn't want a milchama, so let him to go into Eretz Plishtim, not a milchama. To kill all the Mitzrim was also a war. Yeah? All the Mitzrim came. Let Hashem to make all the Eretz Yisrael to run out. They will come to Yam Suf, the Yam will take them and finish. Zavazachim made all the Mitzrim to chase Klal Yisrael. Then after a second, all of the Israel, Klal Yisrael people will run after Klal Yisrael. They run back to the Yam. The Yam will close on them. And then they could go back. The Teretz is, Sie gewen hat dient hat auf seine Milchama. Eretz Yisrael nikmes be Yisuri. Hashem just could help that the Nisoyen will be different. So what he did, 40 years in the Midbar. Why the Pasuk is saying it? These 40 years were very, very bad for Klal Yisrael, very good. Very bad. was chayta egel. And the Midbar was terrible things happening in the Midbar. Well, before all of these things, what Baruch Hashem will not be if we go gleich to Eretz Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but if I would go gleich to Eretz Yisrael, you would not be here bichlal. So I had to take you to the Midbar. This is the reason the Torah tells you, but she's telling you the story. Klal Yisrael didn't know that. They were frustrated. Why are we going to this Midbar? Eretz Yisrael is here. Hashem wants to give us Eretz Yisrael. Start to walk. Start to walk. Start to walk. And then every time they fail, and Hashem says, okay, so longer. And they fail, okay, now stay for 40 years. And Hashem says, but I did it because I knew Klal Yisrael cannot be aiming at that Nisoyan. So don't make a Nisoyan there. Because we don't understand Dar Hashemayim, sometimes the Nisoyan has to happen. But the only way that you could be saved is with this Zach. This is the Tzuras Ayemune. This is the Tzuras Ayemune. Zok nochu mishgamzu. If a person wants to be matzliach, if a person wants to have a tzlocha in emune, it's not to work. This is shlav aleph in emune. Shlav aleph in emune is not to say yes. I'm mining. Yeah, I believe in Hashem. All these people believe in Hashem until they get a first patch. And a second. And a second they don't. I'll take the example I bring from the Talmid Chochem, and I'll tell it to us. I'm sure that this Talmid Chochem, after I gave him that little Musa, yeah, the next thing that someone will mask him, he will not yell right away. He'll say, maybe it's something that I don't know. Mask him? Because he had his own experience. So, he learned his lesson. It could look that the other person is chayev. It's not for sure that it's like that. It's not muchach that it's like that. He learned his lesson. Zok nochu mishgamzu. People, the Yitzchor tells people every time in the Muna, yeah, I'm a maimin. Chazal say, the first shayla they ask a person is nososo venosato be'emuna. So in Sforim state, it's kipshutoi. You know, you're not a ganev. And it's nosato venosato be'emuna. We have a chiyuv to be maimin in the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have a chiyuv to be mishtadel, to be maimin in the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is our chiyuv. It's not a double shel ma bekach. We have a chiyuv mishtadlus. Chiyuv mishtadlus lehamin in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every person has to find something that it looked to him bad, and it worked out to be good. It looked at him the hardest thing in life. Things are not working out. He wanted to go into a plane. He missed the plane. He was so upset. And the plane blew up. Oh! I'll tell you, I spoke once to Ingelad. Ingelad told me he wants to know. He has a kasha. Why? I don't know, you know, the Ingelad, not everyone has so much money. The whole world here doesn't have anymore yet. But, you know, people don't have money. So he lives in the Mir. Yeah, I don't know if you saw, there's a lot of buses here in the end, you know, the end of Seder. And the day that he learns good, he runs, he misses the bus. He has to take a taxi, it's maybe 50 shekel to learn off. And the days that he doesn't learn good, he hops the bus. But Balabatish, the answer is, the day that he doesn't learn good, he's already outside a half an hour before. He asks him his stomach, he goes to the bus. I mean, he doesn't know what to do. He's hanging around, you know, all these new stores. And then later he could get to the bus. But this is maybe the Balabatish in Mahalach. Yeah? Oh, he wants to know. It's Mamish, not fear. And the days that he learns good, 50 shem. Mamish. The day that he doesn't learn good, I told him, I'll tell you one shot. You come to the bus. What do you do in the bus? You schmooze to the guy near you. What you schmooze about? First you tell him that, you know, my chavrusa is tamad batlin. I really have to change him. I stay with him. Then you tell him, Yana Rebbe, it's tamad batlin. This person, Michlal, this Rosh Hashiva, Michlal, and you know, stam, you know, some Israeli guys here, Michlal, stam, spending it. Kitzer, till you come home, and all the Lashonah that you spoke, everything what you learned today, mamish, empty, the bag is empty, and you come with a bag full of Averis from all the people that you collected, right? This is B'derek Klal, you ride home. You leave all the, everything what you learn, you leave over already in the ride, especially if it's a long ride, yeah? And you collect bochus yeis or daveris for the ganze meal, yeah? I am a Moldavan that people will speak of me, you know? Maybe in the end I'll come to the Shemaim, I'll be a little bit cleaner, yeah? When I hear someone spoken with the Shinoi, he said, Givaldi, Givaldi, I'm just making not to do tshuva, yeah? I daven that he will not do tshuva. Like, please, he will not come to ask Mechila, Hashem, just, no. Just, I'll measure him, but you know, but leave the Averis by him. This is the condition. I'm Moichel, but leave him the Averis. I'm happy that people speak against me. So, Mamash Givaldi Gezach. Mamash could be clean. Yeah? Not allowed to daven for it because it's the Fneiva, but I'll be happy if it happens. We saw you not to daven for it, yeah? But I tell you, man, so the days that you learn good, Hashem Hot Rachmanas you. He loves you. You learn so good. So much mitzvahs you have. Makes make him to miss the bus, pay 50 shekel. You know how much is worth this learning in Olam Haba? 50 billion. 50 billion. One day of learning the mitzvah. $50 billion. The day that you learn bad, not only you don't have mitzvahs, you know, give him a double package. Avera gerer saveir. This is a marshal. What means, Kodesh Baruch Hu means good. What I'm saying, a person learned the whole day good. And something bad happens. How it could be? And Mamash was doing everything right. And it goes wrong. Hashem loves you, so it goes wrong. This is the Maisa with Eliyahu HaNovi. With Hashem Zabinian. This is exactly the Maisa. A person was going with Eliyahu HaNovi. Why he helped that person? He said, because if I would not help him, he will find gold under the house. So I helped him that to build the house. But later it will break anyways, and then he will not have time, and he will not find it. Well, is good or bad? A person has to learn. A person has to learn. Good or bad is a shadow of what a person wants. But I have a friend of mine. Close to the Chutzlars. He became rich overnight. Yeah, overnight became multimillionaire. Then every time he comes to the soul, we learn together, then, you know, the morning, we learn for half an hour. So. When he became, I'm just changing a bit the details because I don't want that we'll get back to him. But Lama Zogim, that he had a company that sells watches. Yeah? Sells watches. Now, to doctor's watches, the watch is worth $5. He made beautiful watches. Now, these beautiful watches, a very choshev company, Lama Zogim, could sell the same, mamish, the same idea. They could sell it for $200 a watch. They have the name of the bank. They will use his watch. They'll sell it for $200. So, and they could sell, they sell a year 50 million watches, that company. So if they could sell it, so they were asking to buy his company for $50 million cash. So they gave him $50 million cash overnight. Man, you have $50 million cash. I'm saying, a bit more, but this was Pachas Yosef. So now, when he had this company, he had a friend, an uncle, a cousin of his, that did the boxes, right? You know, you have the watch, you have a box. I'm saying, it's not exactly that item, but I'm just giving it to the mushroom. He had a box. The box you could get from every company to produce the box. Well, he had a cousin that didn't have a parnasa. So he had Rachmanas on his cousin. He asked his cousin, you know, you want to do the boxes? I'll give you $100,000 a year. So you do boxes. This was in his old job before he sold the company. So now when he sold the company, he's like the uncle, you know why they buy the watches? Because they see the boxes. So 25 million for you, 25 million for me? So he told him, hello? So listen, if you don't want, I'm stopping to do the boxes. Now, when he signed to that company, he said that he's promising it for 2 years to product the watches with the same boxes, no? Because you can't change it, because the whole reason the clients will buy it, and they will do it because people are used to it, like Parker, yeah? People buy the pen, but it's the cover, yeah? But it's Parker decides to change the outside, people will not buy that pen. Slowly, slowly, you could decide, we'll change it. The person said, other $25 million, but I'm not doing the boxes. So I said, you can't do it to me. He said, okay, so I'm not doing it. Now, if the company doesn't get it, so le mafreya, then mevatel the mekach, yeah, because he's not. And when you mevatel the mekach, your company le mafreya is worth nothing, because, you know, if you went to the public and it went bankrupt, you would, you shouldn't nish know that there's nish kenosha, everything raises. I'm just saying it, pochas yes. Kitzur, Rabbanim got involved, because they forced that uncle to the cousin to be masking to do the boxes for 200,000. Yeah, another 100,000 pounds. This is the pshara that the Rabbanim got involved, forced him, they told him to put him in Cherim, if not, he's Roy Lefayit. So that person, from that day, I also know that cousin of the person. Through my friend, I got to know his family. He doesn't speak to his cousin. Every time they come to my house, instead of learning for 2 hours, Meret Lashonor, Shtark, you know, be bad as this cousin, be bad as the cousin, Tachoydev, he didn't mind, Mr. Meshugna, he wanted to kill me, kill my wife, kill my paranosa, everything. But three times, I told him, I chapped, Hashem hates you, he gave you $50 million. Now I chapped that Hashem hates you. Baruch Hashem, he didn't give me, he doesn't hate me. He says, I see Hashem hates you, please don't come to my house anymore. Why Hashem hates you? I said, until you got the money, you can't tell me. You're a medium rich, yeah? Okay, you know, $3, $10, you're not multi. So you came to my house, we learned, and you told me, we spoke and learning, and so you went, called me as Shilas. The last 3 months, the only thing I know about you is, you know, Shinorim, Machlekes, Lashinorim, Machlekes, your wife doesn't speak the Yenim, doesn't speak the Yenim. And everything, tell me, from the time you got the money, you had a normal conversation with your wife, or the whole time you grind the enemy? The whole time you grind the enemy? I said, you have two options. I want you to call the enemy, tell him you love him, you meichel him, and you even want to give him a present, $1 million. He says, I can't do it. So I have a posh teitzim, I have a sefer tehillim. We'll say together 10 kapitlach, and then you'll have siyata dishmai to do tshuva. We said 10 kapitlach. He said, I'm not holding it. So okay, but you have, you know, all these people have like as a BlackBerry. I don't know if you know what it is. The people that don't learn go around with it. With us, yeah? Now, you can't see someone, it doesn't go together. But yeah? So I told him, take out that BlackBerry and write, Areni Moichel Lecho, and I want to be your friend and you invite to my house. So don't send it, just write it. And then I'll give you a present and everything. So okay, now send it. He says, I can't. Another 10 pick to heal him. We'll break the Yitzhahorah. We said, 10 to heal him, it's Starker. I said, now press send. Only one press. He pressed. He started to shake, but he pressed. Okay, after 1 minute, you know, Yenim doesn't reply back. He says, now I look like a Nar, yeah? He said, I told him, the Yitzhahorah wants you to have Charot and the Mitzvah. Don't have Charot. He said, another 10 to heal him, not to have Charot. He became the best friend of the person. He was Moichel, the whole Machlekes. I told him, now I know Hashem loved you. And from then, what he touches turns to gold. A person, Hashem gives him sometimes things, he uses it for bad. Hashem gives him things, he uses it for good. There's no difference. It's only one favor that he asked me there. That I had to come, after he did, he said, but I want one schar and oilam azah. When I'm chutzah, it's once to spend the Shabbos time together. And I said, this will be my part of the mitzvah. But I'm saying, every person in life has switches like this. Zok nochu mishgamzu. Take a story. It looks to you bad. Hashem means you're good. You don't know why. This is the way to mechazek emunah. A person misses a flight. He doesn't know. You know why he missed the flight? Hashem knows in that flight there's no Haredi people. So Chas V'Shalom the Bacher would look in a movie. You know, he wants to get business. He's not upgraded. He's put like in the back, you know, in a faklocha place. Yeah? But Hashem loves him. In business, he will do Allah Averis, yeah? Tariag Averis, he could do that. Hashem said a faklocha in the back there. Even if you want, you can't do Averis there, yeah? And Lehefech. Some people are bad people. Hashem lets them to be upgraded, to do what they want. They invited every week to hotels to see princess, yeah? Baruch Hashem, you know, Hashem hates them, so he gives them all different friends to invite them every week to a hotel. The ones that he loves, he gets them to stuck in yeshiva. It doesn't mean that everyone that is invited is a bad person, yeah? Is a mole a good bacher that was invited out to be Eimed in Yisrael that he could say no? Yeah? But but if a person will look, if the richtige Hashkofe, Hashem means good and bad, and he will start to live this life, everything will be like for him. Everything will be like for him. But we have to work. Zok Nochum, everyone could take one story from his own life and say, Gamzu le Teufel. And this is the way that is Hashem.